Blog Talk Radio.
Beginning of a great weekend for others. This Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be having our Sunday service. And it's a great opportunity to tell others about this because we've had some very important information that needs to get out to the public. And if you could share it with your family, friends, and social media, we would really appreciate it. There at our Sunday services, there's a great healing, and we also get messages from Divine Spirit, from God, for those listening on Blog Talk, individual messages, like let's say Gary, and there'll be a message for Gary. So listen up and go back in the archives and check that out. There might be a message for you. And then through the week, Monday and Tuesday night, every other week, Mary Margaret and Joanne take turns. Mary Margaret at 3 in the afternoon Eastern, and Joanne Tuesday at 7. They channel. They've been channeling Metatron, Mary Magdalene, Jesus, and these channelings are filled with information that they want you to know about, which would help you and help anyone listening. And it has to do with what's going on in our country right now in the world. So that's also important. Wednesdays at 3, we have our weekly meditation. This past week, Linda continued her series on healing, healing the USA and healing the world. And it is so relaxing, informative, and peaceful. So check that one out, too. And then Wednesdays at 5 p.m., we have our other call-in show, Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. So if you'd like a personal reading, Mary Margaret's been doing that and helping lots of folks. So today is a call-in show, Healing for All. The number, if you'd like to call in, if you are suffering or know anybody who is, the number is 845-241-9850. So you can give us a call, and if you feel that any of these call-in shows, it's just not enough for you, Mary Margaret is taking clients. Her number is 513-289-2914. Hi, Mary Margaret.
Hi, Jane. How are you, dear?
Doing great today. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am really wonderful. Today, folks, we're going to talk about the affairs of the heart. And we are going to, there's a beautiful prayer that my angels and guides had given me on the thinking and feeling heart. So we're going to present to you that prayer. And if you'd like a copy of it, there'll be information later on how to do that. As we know, we have a heart chakra here, beautiful color green, And all of us are looking for love if we don't have it. But we don't always understand what is happening. First of all, many of us have been hurt, and the heart is full of grief and heartache and betrayal and all kinds of things. So the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to do a simple invocation to start clearing the heart of this grief and heartache and the disappointment. Because it's really hard to truly fall in love again if you're carrying all this grief and all this heartache. And I know many of you know what I mean. So if you're interested in healing your heart, we're going to do the thinking and feeling heart in a little bit. This is just the heart and the heart chakra, a general clearing and cleansing. Then we'll introduce the thinking and feeling heart. So take a deep breath, put your hand on your heart, and repeat after me. By the power and the authority of Divine Spirit, Jesus, and all that I am, and all that I've ever been, and all that I will ever be, I now command and give my permission. Gently clear all negative energies and emotions, negative emotions, from my heart and heart chakra. Take a little breath there. Gently release all grief, all heartache, all sorrow, all loneliness that may be within my heart chakra. May I forgive those who have hurt me, so that in that forgiveness, my heart and my heart chakra are healed. So be it done, so be it done now. And take those three deep breaths.
Mary Margaret, we do have a
yes.
caller. I wanted to, okay. You tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
If you have a caller, they have priority, honey.
You want me to go to the caller now, then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
It's a good breaking point there.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, who's this,
good
please?
Good morning. Lucy.
Hey, Lucy, how are you?
Good, feeling a little better. I'm better every
good.
Day. Yes,
good.
Yes.
Good. How can I help you today?
Yes, talking about the heart. Sometimes
yes.
when I'm thinking stuff, then I feel like my chest is like extreme, and then it's getting smaller and smaller, and I feel my heart. What
have you been
my
hurt
heart?
Here? Have you been hurt?
Not really, but then sometimes I don't feel too comfortable with what is going on in my life.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, even though I pray a lot of abundance and I do my prayers, sometimes it's something that I have to overcome. Like today I felt lonely, even though I know I'm never lonely. I'm with God. I'm one with God.
Right.
I'm never alone.
Right.
Then I start just writing down. I feel very uneasy with my sisters, especially
uh-huh.
the one that live with me and the one that lives near me. Then also with some friends. Then what you see, what you recommend me, I want to fill my heart with love and happiness
okay.
and joy, and make that my priority, and leave drama because, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a prayer on the thinking and feeling heart, but I've got to explain some things first. But for
yes.
you, just for you now. Do you let yourself love?
Or do you just feel empty now?
What am I picking up here, Lucy? Do you just feel empty now?
I think it could be both of them. I feel I can feel empty and I can feel unloved, even though I am a very giving person. Sometimes I give too much, I think, or sometimes I greet too much. And
if we heal your emotions, it could be like a floodgate opening, because you've stuffed them for all your life. As we do this clearing, I want you to pay attention to your emotions, and if things get overwhelming, I want you to call that 289 number with you're going to do this with God.
Okay.
And with this, you're going to open up your heart even more now. And allow yourself to love and be loved.
Wonderful.
And then I want you to stay, just keep listening, because the thinking and feeling heart, that is also going to help you. But for you right now, that energy of, it's an energy that kind of keeps love out of your life. Does that make sense?
Yes. I know we attract our mirrors, and then sometimes I say, oh, my God, what I am still in the same, even though I am very loving, I don't know, maybe because I want to shelter myself, and sometimes people say, oh, today we're going to meet here. I say, okay, if I could, but I usually... Destiny find something else for me to do instead to be meeting people. I know I'm not alone. I know God is my best friend. I am my best friend.
Yeah, but Lucy, what happened at the age of 25?
Age of 25?
The age of 25. That is what they're showing me.
The age of 25. Okay, I was married with my husband. And my husband, now that I talk to their friends, I married my husband, I was 23, 25, I have my daughter, probably my son already on the way. But then every night he used to tell me he doesn't love me, and I'm a stupid person, and I was the opposite.
That
I was
makes
beautiful.
Sense. That makes sense, honey. You were abused. That's abuse, Lucy.
That's abuse.
That is abuse.
He keeps telling me all this stuff. Because we think that marriage is forever. I just keep being there for him and supporting him and ignoring God, my own God self.
Are you still with him?
And no, he left me for somebody else.
That sounds typical for that type of person.
Yeah, he listened to somebody else once we put everything
right. Well, first of all, you've got to give yourself permission to love again. And, Lucy, you deserve love. You don't need that kind of abuse. You know, and I understand that. I went through a bit of that, too. But you really have to look at your life and decide what you want and then get out there and meet people. And not listen to those memories. Mary Magdalene is here. You know Mary Magdalene?
Yes.
Mary Magdalene is coming to you now. She's putting one hand on your heart on the front, one hand on your heart in the back. Okay? And she's going to help me with this healing. She says the first thing she's going to do is release these memories, these terrible insults to your God self. Does she have permission, Lucy?
Yes, she does. Thank you.
Take a deep breath, Lucy. Okay, now she's going to release all loneliness, Lucy. Going to release all sorrow. And this feeling, because of the abuse, that you don't deserve love, she wants to change that too. Does she have your permission?
Yes, she does. You,
you deserve love.
Yes.
I deserve love. Say that.
I deserve love. I deserve love.
And anything that interferes with that.
And anything that interferes with that.
Leave now.
Leave now.
Take a deep breath, dear. I deserve the very best.
I deserve the very best.
And I deserve a man who loves me.
And I deserve a man who loves me.
God is okay with this.
God is okay with it.
So be it.
So be it.
Three deep breaths. Mary Magdalene's there. She's still giving you energy, honey. You've been buried in sorrow. Now, I want you to hold on to the line, on the line, because I've got to do a little speaking on the thinking and feeling heart, and then I'm going to have Jane do this prayer with you, and this prayer will help you so that you can actually start a new life, maybe even a new love, okay?
Yeah, I got a question too. I got this friend. It's my best friend. But then I told him, he used to be my boyfriend, but then many, like 12 years, 10 years ago, I told him, okay, we're going to switch this relationship that is not working to a friendly relationship, to a friendship, a good friendship. Sometimes I go to his house, I say, when I go to his house, even though he's very giving, but then in the way he's like controlling, then he has his two older sons there, and they are so unwelcoming. They are very. Then we are such a good friends. We don't have any relationship. But he always say, "Oh, my love," and this and that. And he has them. I think he's controlling too. But it's like he's such a good friend, and I am like attached to him.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Then
your husband was controlling. This friend is controlling. So you are attracting.
Way.
Yeah, you're attracting the same kind of energy. And as we do the feeling and thinking heart, that. Mm-hmm. That prayer is going to help you to decide on how to handle this. Because, Lucy, right now, if you're such good friends, then you've got to tell him if he's controlling you. Say, no, don't control me. I have my own mind. Can you do that?
Yes, and then I say, well, you know here. Because sometimes he say, "Oh, be careful! Don't do this, don't do that." I say, "Okay."
I believe he honestly loves you. I believe he honestly loves you.
Yes. Okay.
I do. He honestly loves you, but you'll go back into the same old patterns of control. So it's best you don't date anybody right now. But this old boyfriend still loves you. Only you've got to have a heart-to-heart talk with him about control.
Yeah, and I told him his all sons are with him, and they don't work. They just feed them, they just keep them in shelter, and they don't. He protested. When I go there, they feel that I am stealing her father, and they start doing stuff. I say, well, I can feel in my energy. Say, this is crazy. We have been knowing each other for so many years, and
I wouldn't go
there,
to the house.
Yeah.
If he wanted to see you, let him take you out to dinner or something like that. But I would not go to the house by the boys, by the kids, children.
Yeah. Is it 40 years at 30?
Because you cannot honestly have a good, loving relationship if his children are, you know, throwing daggers at you.
Because they feel like they're going to be with no, like they want his father to fit them and to... They don't need to work.
And I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that. Because they've been controlled all their life, too. Remember, their father is a controller. So now he's raising controllers. And they think they can control this outside force, this family, the force outside the family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I do think he really cares about you. But until his children are aligned to what their father might want, you can't really do anything.
I want to move to a very easy, loving relationship that is.
Right. So I would tell him, you know, no. If you want to see me, let's just go get some coffee, go get a bite to eat, whatever. But I can't come to the house. I can't come to the house as long as your children are so upset with this. You've got to handle this problem. And you have to say it.
You know, I already told him he gets mad all the time. He gets very aggravated. He said, Lucy, just leave me alone. Just ignore them. Ignore them.
Well, that's fine. Okay. Then tell him you're not coming to the house. You know, if he wants to have coffee or a bite to eat or something, that's fine. You'll see him, but you're not coming to the house.
Mm. Yeah, even though it's his house, even though it's his... Okay. Yeah.
Okay, does that make sense? Why put yourself in that situation, honey? That's abuse, too.
It is abuse, yeah. In a way, it's abuse.
You don't need that. You don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some friends that you go out and... You know,
I don't have any friends.
No,
I don't have friends. No, because the point was that every Saturday or somebody invites me, then my friend comes, and then I just go shopping with him or go walking with him. And during the weekdays, I work. I used to work because I'm not working now. I got laid off. I'm not working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not collecting. Then now I am just. No collecting, no working, no doing much, exercising, fixing, because I moved to a small apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I sold my house. I moved to a small apartment because I don't want to carry too much responsibility. And I want to free my friend from helping me to take care of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Then I say I'm going to change the dynamic. And I do really, 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 really want to. All my life, I had been like a loner, like always praying and helping. I know a lot of people, but I don't go around.
Well, if you have friends that invite you out and you make plans with them, you go out with them. You don't let that man change your mind on things.
Yes, then I change my mind.
See, that's where you have to be strong, Lucy.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, no, I have plans with my girlfriends tonight.
I don't have friends. I have a lot. I know a lot of people, but I don't. Never in my life I wanted to go out with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a regular person.
All right.
Usually,
well,
I'd rather to be home and. But I think, I don't know, it's me or it's me sheltering me from anybody else, you know? It's like putting a barrier or something like that.
Okay, well, let's do this. We've already cleared your heart chakra. And now I'm going to have Janie put you on hold. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about the thinking and feeling heart. And as I talk about it, then I'm going to get you back on the line when it's time to say the prayer. And you'll say the prayer with Janie while I give you healing energy. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Janie.
Yes.
All right, everybody. This prayer was given to me by Spirit. The prayer is called the Prayer for Angelic. I'm sorry, that's wrong. The Prayer of the Thinking and Feeling Heart. And, you know, what many people do not realize is that there's a part of the heart that contains the same brain cells as are in our brain. That is your thinking heart. And many times during life, you think with this heart, the brain of this heart, and it's usually an emotional type decision. And it allows you to think more positively about love. And this prayer will help to clear out anything that's interfering with that. That thinking heart allows you to remain calm, even in the midst of great heartache. The thinking heart also allows you to determine if someone is coming from love or is someone coming from a place where they really don't care. We know that as we get into relationships, there are people who may not be very good for us, as we've just spoken with Lucy on this. Well, the thinking heart, even if there's an emotion there, the thinking heart will allow us to say, yes, I care about him, but this is all wrong. This is bad for me. And that's why the thinking heart is so important. The feeling heart, the emotion, that is the emotion that we feel. On the positive side, love, happiness. And on the negative side, heartache, disappointment. And we must have both of those in order to show what is happiness. We have to know what is grief. We have to know what is sorrow. Otherwise, we would not experience happiness. So, as you do this prayer, and I would encourage you, do this prayer with Lucy. Janie's going to say it in short phrases, and I'm giving you and Lucy the energy that's necessary. But remember, as you speak these words, your spirit is engaged. And if your spirit is engaged, there will be great healing. And, you know, for most of us, once is not enough. So you can listen to this again on Blog Talk, or you can email me or Janie at revmmdenholm, Denholm at AOL.com, and we'll get the prayers to you. So, Janie, do you have a minute here?
I do. You want me to get Lucy back on?
Get Lucy back on the line. I think this is going to help her very, very much. And to everybody out there who might be listening to this, know that if you have been in an abusive situation, that baggage requires attention. So this prayer especially, and the clearing prayer, will help. But if the heartache doesn't leave as it should, then that means you have to process it. And I can help you process it in a private session. All right, Jeannie.
Okay. Lucy, if you'll repeat after me, please.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Before we start, everyone, place a hand over your heart. By the power and authority.
By the power and the authority.
Of my higher power.
Of my higher power.
In my very divine heart and soul.
And my very divine heart and soul.
I now invoke. By the power of my spirit and give full permission.
By the power of my spirit and give full permission.
All energy of my heart.
All energy of my heart.
Full vessel.
This physical vessel.
Be now blessed, cleansed, and purified.
Be now blessed, clean, and purified.
Bring my heart into perfect health and harmony.
Bring my heart into perfect harmony.
And health.
And health.
My heart is strong and healthy.
My heart is strong and healthy.
Now take a little breath. I further command. All my energy of thinking heart. Be now cleared of any conflict. All negative energies. Thought forms, mindset. And belief systems. I will not second guess my love or my loving.
I will not second guess my love or my loving.
I release all doubt and all regret.
I release all doubt and all regret.
I live in love in the present moment.
I live in love in the present moment.
Appreciating all that I am. I co-create the highest and the best. Of love between all my relationships. Take another little breath. All energy within my healing heart. Gently be cleansed now and purified.
Gently be clean now and purified.
Release all sorrow and heartache. And grief. And take another little breath, Lucy. I respect my feelings and the feelings of others.
I respect my feelings and the feelings of others.
No one is less than or more than.
Nobody is less than or more than.
We are all blessed with access to the divine heart.
We are all blessed with the access of the divine heart.
And universal love.
And universal love.
I breathe in the joy of the loving creator.
I live in the joy of the loving creator.
I look forward to co-creating more loving relationships.
I live forward to co-create
more loving relationships.
More loving relationships.
I feel the happiness of this life.
I feel the happiness of this life.
Because I am blessed with the love of self.
Because I am blessed with the love of self.
And the love of others.
And the love of others.
By the power and the authority of my higher power.
By the power and the authority of my higher power.
In my very divine heart and soul.
In my very divine heart and soul.
I now invoke by the power of my spirit.
I now invoke by the power of my spirit.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
All energy of my heart, this physical vessel.
All energy of my heart, of this physical vessel.
Physical, yeah, very good. Be now cleansed and purified.
Be now cleansed and purified.
Bring my heart into perfect health and harmony.
Bring my heart into the perfect health and harmony.
Take a little breath. All emotions and energies that are in conflict.
All emotions and energy that are in conflict.
With my spiritual nature.
With my spiritual nature.
Be gently released and removed.
Be gently released and removed.
I claim my most sacred birthright.
I claim my most sacred birthright.
Of love and happiness.
Of love and happiness.
I deserve it now.
I deserve it now.
Take another little breath. The love and loving energies.
The love and loving energies.
Of this lifetime.
Of this lifetime.
Are of the highest spiritual vibration.
Are in the highest spiritual vibration.
And the most powerful energies of creation.
And the most powerful energy of creation.
All desires of my heart.
All desires of my heart.
Are created with positive creation.
Are created with positive creation.
And within alignment to my spiritual path.
And within alignment to my spiritual path.
Heal my thinking heart.
Heal my heart.
And my feeling heart.
And my feeling heart.
Show me how to attract the highest and best.
Show me how to attract the highest and the best.
In all relationships.
In all relationships.
I am ready.
I am ready.
Bless all that I am.
Bless all that I am.
So be it. So be it done.
So be it. So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Okay, Lucy, and everybody else, take 3 deep spiritual breaths.
And everyone, the first breath tells every soul in your body to pay attention. Something is happening. The second breath starts to release the negative energies and the negative emotions. And the third breath actually seals in this new belief system of not hurting, not loving, that is gone now. You are a loving creature of Father God. Lucy, I want to thank you for talking to us today, and I would only tell you and anyone else out there that's listening, believe. Believe in goodness. Believe if you're looking for a partner, believe you are going to you will meet the right person.
Yes.
And never accept anything less than the very best. Because that is where that is not what God wants for us. Okay, Lucy?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Blessings.
Janie, much love,
dear.
Take care,
much Lucy. Love. Thank you. Mary, Janie, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay, so now after Lucy or anyone else has done this invocation, will they be maybe crying, or is there anything that they should be aware might happen? Should they drink water?
Yes. Anytime you do this type of healing, you listen to what your body needs. In most cases, it may need orange juice because of vitamin C, or it may need protein. It may need beef because the energy of, this is called divinity spiritual healing, travels on the nutrients in your body, comes in through the nervous system, and within the act of healing, it travels on all the nutrients and uses all those nutrients. So you really need to pay attention with that, and listen to your body, and allow your body to have what it needs. You're also clearing, so the toxicity in the body could possibly be more. So you're going to want to drink a lot of water. And toxicity isn't just physical. You may release negative emotions. You may have negative thoughts that you have to release. So you have, this is the type of healing that allows you to know your body, to know your emotions, to allow things to be brand new. And believe me, not everything happens because of this one prayer or even the clearing prayer. They're excellent, but this is like the onion peeling. So get copies of the prayers and do those prayers. Sometimes some people do them every day because they feel better, but pay attention to what you're feeling.
And if anyone would like a copy of the prayers, email me at Rev MM Denholm. That's Rev MM Denholm, D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary, at AOL.com. It may take me a little while to get back the prayers to you because we're revising some of them, but believe me, once we're all set to go, you'll be getting those prayers. And if anybody here feels that Mary Margaret has helped you and you'd like to make a donation, you can go to PayPal and put in that same email address, revmmdenholm@aol.com, and send her a donation if you find that this is working for you. And remember, if you are having any problems or questions or would like a personal reading for free, call us on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, Mary Margaret, you were going to ask me a question before I interrupted you. Sorry about that. Do you remember what that was?
I was going to ask if we have any other callers.
No, we don't, which I think worked out perfectly for today.
I think we should conclude this broadcast early. So, because this is a specific prayer with and people, they may not want to do it for an hour. So let us conclude this. If you're interested in listening to this again, Janie's going to, I don't know if we can fit the entire title, Healing of the Feeling and Thinking Heart, but it'll either be that or Healing the Heart, so that you can go back in and listen and let me be your cheerleader. Let me tell you, you deserve the best. Because many, many people who have been abused, they don't believe that. So listen to the rebroadcast and know how special you are. Know that the energy of this life is blessed for you, and you do not have to settle for less. Thank you all for listening. Listen to Janie now. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. That was really well said, Mary Margaret. And even if you think that you deserve everything and everything's fine, sometimes subconsciously these things linger also. So this is a fantastic invocation to say, pardon me. Okay, so Sunday, Divinity Spiritual Online Sunday Service, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Monday at 3 p.m. every other Monday, Mary Margaret channels. Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Joanne channels. Wednesday at 3, we have a meditation from one of our members of Divinity Spiritual Online. And 5 o'clock is our call-in show for personal readings, and we also do invocations and have been helping many, many people. And then again, next Friday, Healing for All at noon to 1. So look for us. Please share this information. We work for God, for Divine Spirit, and they want information out there so everybody can learn and heal. And that's what we're all about, raising the frequency of each of us and consequently humanity. Everybody have a fantastic weekend, and hopefully we'll see you on Sunday night. Take care now.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved.